Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye, you're going to school, and that's okay, yum 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 yum, I just love you.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host today on the Hope Talk Radio Show, sponsored by Optimize My Life and other venues. I see we have a couple of guests already coming on the show, and I'm expecting one. There he is. We have three guests on the that we're going to be talking with. The first one on was my friend Derek from Tennessee. How you doing, Derek?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. God is good. He's helping us to help other people, right?
Yep.
And he's helping us to move forward. And I'm so happy for you in the way you're doing things and talking to people and handing out hope cards and all the things you're doing.
Can I get my doctor a hope card?
Said you what?
Can I get my doctor a hope card?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no reason why you can't. There's no restrictions on giving the hope card out. And if he's interested, he will accept it, you know. And if not, that's okay. At least you offered it to him, you know. And you're offering him so many things. You're offering him your help, and you're offering him the opportunity to help other people. He's already as a doctor helping many people. But here we have another way to help other people, and he may be interested in doing that. So why wouldn't you give it to him? You know, give it to him. And if he accepts it, maybe he'll find something that interests him. Okay? All right, my friends. I see we have Mary on also. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It was a great show yesterday. I'm sorry I had to drop
glad
off
you liked
after
it.
A while. And it was, I'm so pleased with the way things are developing through the Hope Collection and the radio show and everything. And all the things you're doing, you're an amazing woman. And, you're helping us so many ways and developing things. And I've been thinking a lot about the training program developing a list of definitions for different things on the Hope Collection to help people, you understand?
Yeah.
And
I'm
going
to get that list to you
that.
This weekend.
You got what?
I'm going to get that list to you this weekend.
Mm. Okay. And thanks again for all the things that you do. I mean, it's we really appreciate it, and you're helping us to bring the Hope Collection alive and to expand it and to have it to grow and so forth. So, and that's what we want. We want it to grow because that means we'll have more people we can work with, and we're all working with many people already. And we're going to continue to work with them and work with any new ones that come on to the program. So that's the way it works, and it's helping people by helping them to help other people. And I see that my friend Larry is also on the show. Hi, Larry, how you doing, my friend?
Going very well, thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, good. And we were talking a few minutes ago about some things that we're going to be involved in together, doing some things with the Elks Club and doing some things with the Knights of Columbus. Both of us are active in those organizations as well. So you want to, in a few minutes, I'll ask you to come back and talk a little bit more about that, if you will. Just kind of hold on. I want to introduce another one of our. He's not really a guest. He's the president of the board of the Hope Selection and the talk radio show, and we had a good board meeting just recently, and we talked about a lot of things that are going on and a lot of things that are happening, and so I want him. Ronnie, hello. How are you today?
Good morning and good afternoon, Robert. I'm doing just fabulous. Thank you. Finally, have almost completely got rid of a month ago. I actually contracted pneumonia. Had a little bit of a spout there. Was doctoring for a while. We didn't really tell anybody much about it. Occasionally came up, but. We finally got to the point where it's behind us, and now we're moving ahead. And in spite of that, we still went on a cruise. My wife and I and some other friends and my sister and brother-in-law, who a year ago had never been on a honeymoon, now they got hooked on cruising. So now in 1 year, they've gone on 3 cruises. So on Valentine's Day, we had Valentine's Day aboard the steakhouse at the Conquest cruise ship in Cozumel, Mexico. We had a great time. And I was sicker than a dog because I got rid of the pneumonia, but I was still recovering. But anyways, we did all that stuff, and we're still trying to work and serve here. And, Bob, you're absolutely correct. We are having some incredible growth with the not just the radio show. We are, but also because of Mary Stanley and her expertise. We've expanded our outreach through the various platforms, and we've taken the Hope radio show from a call-in just a platform of Blog Talk Radio, and we now have reached a level that we are now a radio broadcast operation. So that's got a lot of good ramifications, and we can thank Mary Stanley for that. The board meeting did cover a lot of new things that are happening, and so we're going to be more powerful, Robert, in the areas that we've been able to help in the past. You now have.
Can I interrupt one quick second? Whoever's got the loud background, it's hard to understand what you're saying, Ron.
Yeah, I would appreciate it if we could mute your phone. That would be wonderful. Hit mute. You still can hear the show. If you want to talk, you can always unmute it and come back on. That would be great.
Well, that's great. You know, Ron, you're a man of not only talking about things that we can do to help people, but you're always involved in helping people. You're actively involved in it, and we appreciate you so much. All that you do as the president of the board, and all the things that you do to help people, and I thank God every day that. You and I have been friends for many years, and we've worked on a number of things together. And that's continuing, by the way, because you and I, and my friend Derek, who's on the program with us, excuse me, we're going to be getting involved in the travel business very, very shortly. So I thank you for your leadership in that area also. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you very much. I would like to say to you that I'm just fortunate. Yes, early on, over 40 years ago, when I and my wife have been able, we had the privilege of not like you, we met Joel and Mississippi. And what they have introduced us to in the world, and in faith, in business, and in relationships is an incredible place. I like to tell people that we meet today that we've just been blessed to live in a kind of a greenhouse. Everybody knows what a greenhouse is. It's a great place to start planting and growing, and you can cultivate things in a greenhouse, you know. And that's what the Hope Collection does. And so we're still on the cause. Our mission is still.
I want to mention also, Ronnie. I want to mention also that Larry is on the program with us today also, and we're gonna talk some more. Larry and I are gonna talk some more about the travel business and help him to understand and help him to decide if it's right for him. Then we're gonna work with him. You and Derek and Ron and Larry, all of us will be working together on that.
How you doing?
We've met before, Bob. We haven't chatted at all, Larry. It's nice to say hi to him.
Our goal in that is
he's a hero. He's a former, he's a veteran, and he served, and he's helped, and his life is all committed to helping people. He has a special needs child, and what's really great, we've actually expanded our ability to make available to him and everybody programs to improve life for our special needs children and families. And you could talk to Mary Stanley about that. She's our certified family and certified life and certified coach and a guide, a mentor that helps people get in the pattern of being able to solve issues that come up in the relations and health with kids that have challenges. So, Larry, I want you to meet Mary. She's on the call today. I just have a couple moments to be here. And I want to thank you, Bob, because you've been reliable and you've been consistent and you have demonstrated being a leader. I mean, before I ever met you, you only were the executive director, executive vice president of AT&T for handling all over real estate for AT&T around the world. I think you were doing pretty good without us. But you know what you did is you have 11 kids, and you dedicated yourself not only to help your children, your family, but to help people around the world. And what's even better, you're doing it more today than ever. So I salute you. We appreciate you. And I've got to go, but I just wanted you to know that I came on because I really want people to understand that you are the vice president of the board of the Hope Collection, and you've been a part of the organization from day one, and you've contributed, and you've been a part of the steering committee to make and create the Hope Collection to where it is today. So have a great day, guys. We'll be on again.
Thank you, Ronnie. We appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Thank you,
and God bless you and Linda.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye now.
Take care, Ron. Thank you.
Bye now. Good talking with you, man.
Yep.
Bye now.
You know, one of my favorite things to do is helping people and helping them to help other people, and that's why I do this. I make a tremendous amount of pay from this. It's actually zero. So I do this because I love to do it, and because God has told me to help people, help His people, and love them also, and that's why I do this is to help people, and I'm concentrating right now on this show regarding the family unit because I have a large family, 11 children and 30 plus. Grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So I've been coaching people, mostly in my family and my friends, for over 60 years. So I have a big background of doing that, and I have God has blessed me with some abilities to work with people and to help them. And as I said, it's for many years it's been with my family, and it's still I'm coaching my family. Even though most of them have grown up, at least the children have, but the grandchildren are coming along, and anytime I can help one of them and coach them in their decisions in their life, I do that. And So I get a lot of personal satisfaction out of doing that. That's why I do it, not because I'm making a tremendous amount of money, because I'm not. I don't charge for my services, but I do it because of the look that I see on their face when they get a big smile when they accomplish something, and when I give them a recommendation and they say, oh yeah, that's a good idea, I'm going to try that. So and I do that with everybody I'm working with, not just my family, but my friends and people that I just meet. I think giving people a hand up to help them and to be sincere about it and honest with how we're doing this, total integrity, high integrity, and total honesty with people. That's what it takes to make this whole thing work, and keep the focus on the person or the family that I'm working with, not so much, not any of it's focused on me, because I'm working with them to help them have a better life, whatever it is that they need. So anyway, I'm going to open it up now. I'm going to start with Mary. My friend Mary, you have done so many things, and Ron has acknowledged that also all the time. So give us an idea of some things you're working on right now for everyone that's listening.
So one of my pet project that I'm working on right now and will be launching soon is I'm going to add a new radio show, and I'm going to go back to the roots. It's going to be strictly, completely about kids and families with autism and other mental abilities, and it'll be different regulation techniques. It'll be, you know, one, you know, you listen to the show on a regular basis, you're following my story and, you know, my life on a daily basis with my kids.
Yep.
To give, and I do a lot of that because I want to show, you know, just because your kid has this diagnosis, that doesn't mean that the world's closed off. And how, you know, treating them like kid gloves and that they're special and just accepting it is not the answer. It's just figuring out how their brain's wired and how to teach them according to how they're wired is the key to unlocking everything.
Yep.
And having
yep.
lots and lots of patience.
You know, turning it over to God is a way to handle a lot of situations. And just ask God for help and say, hey, look, this is what we're dealing with. He knows what we're dealing with, but talking to him about it and say, God, I'm handing it over to you. And that goes for whatever we're doing in our lives, whether it's our relationships in our family, whether it's our dealings with other people, whether it's our job situation or our business situation, whatever it is. And I know Rick Reese talked about that the other day on the show and on a conference call we had. And I think it really makes sense to me to draw on the power that's available to all of us, and that power comes from God. And so I think that's extremely important. And Larry, I know you're doing that a lot now with a lot of situations you're dealing with your family, I know that you're a faith-based man, you're a good Christian, and you're involved in a lot of different organizations that are Christian-based organizations, and so I commend you for that, and I also thank you for bringing me, giving me an awareness of some of these organizations and ways that maybe I can fit in to help out in those organizations. And so thank you. And I know one of those is one that I recently joined a couple of months ago, the Elks Club. And another one is that you and I have been involved with together for many years in the Knights of Columbus. And that organization and there's a lot of synergy between those organizations and what we do in the whole collection. That was another reason why I decided to spend more time in helping out.
I'm going to interrupt you quick second before you go off of what you're just talking about. But not only do we need to spend more time talking to God and finding the answers, we need to teach our kids to do that.
Right. Exactly.
And having our kids do that.
Absolutely.
You know, and I ended up on a call with a very great, phenomenal, it blew my mind family. And they're from Nigeria, and one's a 17-year-old who's in physics and calculus, and, I mean, it blew my mind the math he was in. And he wanted help because he was doing great. He wanted to do better.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I said, too, and I'm like, well, how do you need my help? Because you're beyond my logic and comprehension of what you're doing.
Exactly.
You know, yes. And his little brother's 15 and wants to be a pro soccer player, and he's in all these groups, and he keeps trying and stuff like that. And I'm just like, well, how'd you find me? He goes, God told me to click on your site.
There you go.
And
yep.
So, you know, for, you know, kids that young to, my daughter does it too, though, but, you know, to really look at things in that perspective. Because God, he goes, God gives me the answers, and I don't have the answer, so I'm hoping you have the answer. I go, how'd you find me? He goes, I don't know, it just appeared. I'm like, well, that must be the answer you're looking for.
Yep, yep. And, you know, God answers prayers. Excuse me. He answers our prayers. It may not come in the time frame that we want them or in the way that we want them, but He makes a decision of what he's gonna do for us, and he makes a decision on how he thinks we should handle things, and so we just have to be aware of that, and be attentive to what he's saying to us, and it may not come, it may not, he doesn't just come down like it says a big voice coming out of the clouds and say, hey, you got to do this, you know. Many times it comes to us in a dream, or many times it'll come into our mind when we're not even thinking about that. We're thinking about something else. But the solution to a situation that we have, it comes to us. And I've had that happen many, many times. A shower is a place that I hear a lot of things. God talks to me a lot in the shower. He says, you know, do this or do that, or here's a solution to your problem, you know. So it can come in any way, in any form. I've experienced that many, many times. I see my friend Country Boy is on, and I know he's a man of God. And how you doing, Country Boy, today?
You heard me over here flinching like a fish out of water. Every time you talk, my spirit jumps. When Mary says something, my brain jumps. When Rick and Ron talk, my heart jumps. But they're all in cohesive with each other because we had our nutrition on the other day, and she says we have three different major functions,
yep.
One being your mind, one being your heart, and one being your stomach. Believe it or not, they have enough power to make a decision without you even consulting with anybody. But while you was talking,
yep.
And while Mary was talking, I was talking to my cousin sitting here. He had the same granddaddy that I had. But what happened in the process, Mary said this young man bought some stuff to me, and I was the best in our school in algebra and trigonometry. But to this very day, I don't ever ask him me in all the different professions that I've been in, I don't ever remember anybody asking me to do an algebra problem for them or to solve a trig problem for them. But when the young man ran to her with mathematics problems that was beyond her level of thinking, my granddaddy jumped up and says, Country Boy, Oakman, if you're the smartest person on your team, then you need to get yourself some new friends.
Why? Absolutely. Yep.
Why? He says again, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So if you have too many people around you that know what you know and do what you do, they're not going to complete you. They're going to compete with you. You want me to say that again? If you have too many people in your life that are like you, they're not going to complete you. They will compete with you. Now, please understand, it's the blessing to really, truly be a blessing, and if everybody could bless themselves, we wouldn't need each other. The first thing that people have to understand, before, I'm pretty sure before that kid had that big, giant idea, and somewhere around elementary school or kindergarten, somebody should have taught you that whatever it is that you're doing in your life, there's something bigger than you. There's something, it's most important one is it's not about you, it's about his glory. And he can use anybody he wants, a mathematician, a homeless man. The first person I ever met that was really, really saved from his heart, I didn't meet him in church. I met him in jail. He had just gotten out of jail and said that Christ resurrected him. Now, when we start talking about this love thing that we have going on, Oakman, you've been around, Mary been around, Ron's the founder, the president, people that just now listen or just now tuning in, and we start talking to them about the eight major pillars on what your life really needs, please believe and understand if you're at a point of your life and you run into a wall or you've been working on something yourself and you can't quite get to where you need to do to the next level, you probably need some super friends. Joel told me it was okay if I call the super friends because we're looking for you. We're looking for people that's looking for us, but we've been blessed enough, if I can use that word with you, blessed enough to be able to have the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we'll allow every single person to come in and love their very, very best. Now, I'm pretty smart, but right around the corner from me, I have a guy that changes my oil. I know how to change the oil in my car, but I'm not. I don't like to get my nails dirty. Plus, it takes me about an hour. It takes him about 8 to 10 minutes. It costs me $14.95. Now, why am I telling you about my oil? My point being, I know how to brush my own teeth, but I also have a dentist. You know what I'm saying? I never want to go to the doctor. I'm the healthiest person in my life, but just in case I need to be doctored on, as fast as we say on Gunsmoke, just in case I need to be doctored on, I have a family doctor. I hope I never have to call him. Last time he saw me, I said, I hope I never see you again. I ain't seen him since then. Be careful what you ask for, because God will give it to you, Oakman. Back to you. You asked for Oakman. One quick question. I don't want to embarrass you on international radio. You got 11 kids and 30-something grandkids. Well, did you have the audacity to ask God for 30-something grandkids? Oh, did you say ask not, receive not? He said, God, Jezebel said, I don't care how you bless me. Just bless me indeed. Give me enough great, 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 great grandchildren to where I'm dead and gone that my legacy will still live on. Back to you, Oakman. You got deep roots, man.
Thank you, country. That's amazing. You cover so many subjects and so many areas that are important in such a short period of time. And thank you so much for that input. And I was thinking, you know, one of the things in dealing with people, your country mentioned that you know. It's not so much what you know, but who you know. I always add one additional thing to that. It's how It's how you position yourself with people. In other words, they're more interested in are we really sincere? Are we really focused on them? And are we being honest with them? And those are I think those values and those approaches with people are very, very important, and it helps with our communications with them if we do it honestly and show them that we are sincerely concerned about them and are sincerely want to help them. And that's a lot of times that's hard for the people that we're working with to understand, because they may not have been treated that way at any time in their life. So sometimes it's hard for them to understand that. So we have to realize that too in how we approach people and how we work with them. And I found that many times with my children and my family. Is that we just need to be words are so important, and the words that we use with people are so important, and to emphasize the importance of those words is tremendously important in dealing with people and dealing with helping them to find solutions on situations that they have in their life, or to help them to make changes if they want to make changes, and so forth. So we have a couple of more people on here that I want to acknowledge. One from it looks like a Buffalo number, 716. Would you announce yourself, please? Your mic is open now.
Good afternoon. This is Queen. Just joined in and heard you speaking, and of course I just settled in and I'm enjoying the show, enjoying listening, and you know, just enjoying. And Mary, congratulations, and it's just beautiful. And I be in my prayers, and these days highlighted is prayers for spirits that come that's set to help those who truly have a hard time or even cannot help themselves. So I have a strong prayer out for those servers from heaven. So I'm there with that. I'm working on applying your program with all permission as I travel with these young people, you know, and we come into contact or anywhere that fits in my travels with that. So I'm looking forward to combining with you on that. And Country Boy, if I could just talk like you, like I could listen to you all day. I really can listen to Country
Boy. Okay, well, let me wait. I'm going to have to interrupt you. We've been through the DNA story. People have told us about the fingerprint story, that there's nobody else in the world that has your DNA. No one else has your fingerprints. You got to tune in when I start to tell you that whoever you call him Krishna, you call him Buddha, you're Catholic, I'm a Baptist, she's Jewish, it doesn't matter. You can call him by a thousand names, and that's still not enough. You can call me a lake. You can call me a pond. You can call me a river. You can call me the ocean. You can call me rain. I'm still water. When we say one nation under love, God says, I am that I am. I am love. Here's the last part. He wants you to understand that he made no replica, but he made you in his image, not Country Boy's image. Drop it. like it's in the dirty South. Ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do. So you do what you do. What Mary
right.
is trying to get everybody to understand, it's called self-motivation. We want everybody to feel good about themselves because there isn't not another you. We want everybody to be able to come in and love their best, not my best. Love your best. Love your best. Now, one more Oakman, and then I'm gonna hand it right back over to you. So what we want everybody to know, regardless on what part of the world you reside in, regardless on what your background is, please understand, we talked about math just now. I spent 12 years of my life in college. I have 7 degrees and 5 masters, and every night at midnight for the last 20 years, from 12 o'clock to midnight, to 4 a.m., I'm studying.
Yes.
I don't look for nobody to know the stuff
that I'm doing. Everything on fire, huh?
Based on my passion.
Yeah, now you're sending more prescriptions out, throwing around a medication.
Country, you're fading out. Your voice is fading out.
If you don't understand it, God works in mysterious way. But when he's talking to you, when he's talking to you, he's talking to you. If you get yourself in a good, quiet place, he's not going to yell it out. He's not going to tell you. He's not going to speak to you. He's directly to you. Here's our last part. Regardless of what you're going through, all things work together for the good for those who say they love Yeah. So that's what it is. And then Mary says, if there is no enemy in me, if there is no enemy in me, the enemy outside of me can do me no harm. They say we are our own worst enemy. Last part of me. So is a man / woman. We're equal in essence, we're just different in function. So is a man thinker. So if you think that you're the best, I mean, Ali says I'm the best. I'm the worst. Nobody can do what I do like I do. Can't nobody dance like me. Can't nobody cook like me. Can't nobody snore like me. Can't nobody do what you do like you do when you do what you do. The individuality is what causes every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl coming together to help make a better world. If you do not do what the divine creator, if you do not do what the divine creator has placed inside of you, it's absolutely unacceptable. Anything less than your best is unacceptable. If you do what you do right, God has put in you to do, your obedience is the answer to somebody else's prayer. One more time. When you do what you do to the fullest, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you do what you do to your fullest, and step by step, you're operating out of absolute obedience, the answer to somebody else's prayer has come to pass. Last 30 seconds.
Oh, amen.
Faith is
amen
the substance of things hope for. Faith is the substance of things hope for. If you have nothing to hope for, you don't have nothing to activate that little faith you said. Joel Griffin says, we have no hidden agendas and hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you. We help people in those 8 major areas of their life that they need in, so they can help other people. We help people so that they can help other people. It truly is a blessing to be a blessing. And Shakespeare put it in a riddle to end, to be or not to be? Are you to be a blessing and live up to your fullest potential so that someone else is going to get blessed in the process? If you do unto others before they do unto you, the love that you give away, the hope that you give away, the kindness that you give away will eventually come right back to you, even if it does not come back from the person that you originated from. Oakman said it best. Joel Griffin said it best. It's called a cycle of appreciation. The world that mother worships Mother Nature says, whatever you put out there, Oakman, comes right back to you. Without you, the mighty oak, we breathe out oxygen. Trees let off oxygen, but we let off hydrogen. The trees, Oakman, you suck in what we do and give us new life. Last one, that's what Mary did. Mary Stanley came in like a breeze from the wind and blew right in the center of the Hope Foundation and gave us, he says, I'm getting ready to do a new thing that eyes have never seen and ears have never heard of. Mary will tell you, Oakman has heard me say it, Ron Clayton has heard me say it, my family has heard me say it, everybody around me knows that Mary is my best, did y'all hear that word, best female friend right now. Here's the tricky part. I've never even had the privilege of meeting her. We have one thing in common, and then I'm done, Oakman. We're about our Father's business.
Yep.
Back to you, Oakman.
Yep. Amen. Thank you, Clinton.
You forgot to add the biggest pain in the butt, too.
Wait, in the spirit that we're in, there's always, they say country boy talks so much. I have God's spirit. He told me we're in the season of exceedingly, abundantly more than you can imagine. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can imagine.
I was hoping I'd get one of them today, man. I'm the only one having it bad. Just my imagination once again running away with me. Somebody come and run away with me. World peace, no more bullying. We said it. We believe it. God said it. We believe it. That's it. We're going to stop bullying, y'all. It ain't going to be no more bullying. Not in my lifetime. Y'all think I'm joking? I got jokes now. Ain't no more bullying my kids, my friends. Let them mess with Mary. I'm going to call Ron. When I ran up to Ron Clayton when I first met him in Atlanta, he's about 6'4". I'm about 5'6". When I ran up to Ron Clayton, he hugged me and my nose went in his armpit. I love him. But look, if you mess with Mary, you mess with me, you mess with the mighty Oakman, you mess with Rick Reese. She also has a husband and two kids that are willing to go to battle for her. So, well, Oakman, we're just one big giant family trying to love on each other and love everybody into being their very best. That's no joke.
Okay. Somebody was saying something there that was trying to interrupt. You want to tell us what?
This Buchanan. Mr. Buchanan, I said, they mess with Mary, they mess with Mr. Buchanan.
Yeah. That's right.
God's still working on me. And I tell folks, I still have the gangster in me, but God works on me. He has to keep me in line. He has to keep me in line. Get me out of that ego. Get me out of that. I grew up around those beautiful people, so I picked up some of their ways.
Amen. I want to tell you all that I love you all, and I'm so happy that so many of you have joined us today. I'm having a hard time getting all of you an opportunity to speak, but I want you to know I appreciate all of you, and I love the fact that you are involved in the Hope Collection, each one of you, we have some very super friends here on the program with us today. And I'm not going to name names because I think you're all super friends. but thank you anyway for coming on and participating in our program. You know, it makes it so much easier to host a program like this when you have people that are willing to share their ideas and willing to share their feelings about things and willing to share what it is that they're working on and what they're involved in. And so I think that makes for the program to work, and that's the purpose of the program, by the way, is to send out information to people to help them to have a better understanding. Those that are not involved at this point, we want to help them to understand. We want to inform them, and we want to give them as much information as they need to make a decision. And if they hear some things that maybe gives them some interest in doing something with the program, and that will help them, not to help us, but to help them, then that's what we want. That's what our goal is to help people, like Country Boy said, is to help people and help them to be equipped and informed so that they can help other people also, using the pay it forward philosophy, not expecting anything in return, but giving because you want to give, sharing because you want to share, and loving because you want to love. And that's really what it's all about. And I anybody Uh-oh. Else want to
oh,
add
I got
some
one
things
more.
To that? Go ahead, Country.
Got one
you,
more.
You have 1 minute now.
Okay, I'll drop it back. It's really quick. Okay. Crush the cliche first. Sticks and stones may break my bones. Words never hurt me. That's a lie. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. People are moved by your words and your kindness. Kindness don't cost you nothing. I was a master at winking at people when I was in school. Last one. Joseph just came on and just give us a little sprinkle of a testimony. That's what we call it down here in the South. The first part of the word is test. It's just a test. The teacher doesn't speak when the test is going on. Moaning means song or story. When people show up on the show and they share their story, their song, their testimony, people are relieved and freed from the words of your testimony. You mean I'm not the only one that's going through what I went through? I heard that guy talking about how he was abused and confused, but now he was lost, but now he's found. We're in the information stage, knowledge is power. We have no hidden agendas or motives of what we do. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you know what you know in order to be able to grow. And anything that doesn't grow dies. Back to you, Obi.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. That's so true. Tremendous.
That's
tremendous outpouring of information. Thank you, Country.
This Buchanan.
And Mary,
that question you
Mary,
said.
You have anything you want to add right before we? We've got about 10 minutes left on the program.
Got 10 minutes.
Let Joe go first before he forgets.
Okay, that question you said when you said that we help other people. But I always remember my grandmom used to say, even though when we do generous things from God and we helping people, we can't forget that we cannot allow our egos to get in the way and saying that that person that go on with their life, went to school, or come back into their community and helping other people, that is a help that you touched and reached out to someone that didn't have the proper education, didn't travel all over the world, but their impact of their words or their story helping other people. So when people say, it didn't help. It empowered that person that was a coach, or that person was a teacher, or that person saying good morning, or that person saying, okay, don't talk like that. Or you know, wear your clothes this way. We are all impacting people's life, whether we admit it or not, or we are a part of people's life, even when we're doing wrong, things that we don't should be doing, things that we should be doing. So whether good, bad, and different, everyone in this world is a teacher, and everyone should be a knowledge of the help, long as they don't get to a point that they become God, but a point of the generosity and the love from God helping somebody. So hope is not just giving love, it's receiving love. There's nothing wrong with receiving back what you gave in the universe or giving somebody else, because sometimes I'd be on this talk show and I'd be quiet and I put the nuke on it to just listen. And by me being here, listening, yep. It had allowed me to push me in areas of fear that I was scared of. And I, by listening to people who have been in military, listening to people whose stories, and your life is your story. It's the story. And we don't know what the ending of that story is going to be, but in the middle of the information of that movie you're going to see, or that song you're going to see, or you hear that beat, you know eventually the story is never finished, but the story helps others. It gives them hope. It gives them understand clearly. And not getting caught up in the political and politics of life, but see love. Even when you go in neighborhoods and see the badness of the neighborhoods, you see a potential of love. And when you see that potential love, then you know love is there. Even in the worstest place, love is there. I yep. had to learn that.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. And, you know, we are given so much love from the good Lord, unconditional love. And we have to be open to accept that, and I agree with that completely. Is that we have to be willing to receive love in order to give more love out to other people, and that's so very important. And thank you for sharing that with us. That is such a great point, our program. Our whole program, the Hope Collection and the Hope Radio Show, are all focused on that particular point. Because if you don't have love and you don't give it away, it's not going to work. The program is right. not going to work. So it's so important in everything we do. And be very sincere about wanting to help people. I think I talked about that earlier. We have to show them that we are sincere, that we want to help them. Whatever it is that they need help in, we want to help them. And to help them to grow and to help them to help other people as well. And a lot of it is, like Country said, it's about giving them information and giving them enough information so that they can make a good decision on things that they want to do in their life, improvements they want to make in their personal life, and maybe things that they want to do to help other people. So it's so very important. Thank you for sharing with us. We appreciate that. Anybody else have any comments that they want to make? Any comments? Doesn't make any difference what it is. It, you know. If you have something you have in your mind that you want to talk about, have at it. You know, this is a free form program. We don't have any, like Country says, no hidden agenda. We don't even have agenda. As a matter of fact, we kind of focus on certain areas each day, but it's open to whatever anybody wants to say. Anybody?
I would like to say that. You know, it's there's so many people in the world right now, right? And there's so many things going on, and to get caught up, you know, you get caught up in, you know, your job or, you know, what you're doing, whatever it is. But we have to remember that there's, you know, there is a God, and you know, we will have to answer to Him when our time is up. But you know, it's a good thing that, you know, that the Hope Collection is doing, because it's, you know, it's bringing people together, it's helping those that need the help, and
yep.
you know, it's a fantastic thing, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank you, Larry. That's so much I appreciate you, and I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate your all the things that you're doing to help people around the, all around the country, working with kids with special needs, and working with veterans, and working with all different kinds of seniors and so forth, and being very active involved in your church activities. And so I appreciate you so much, and I thank God every day for your friendship and the fact that we love each other, and we share that with other people. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else have something they want to talk about? Something that's on their mind, something that they're willing to share?
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Overton. It's an everyday viewer. Everyday listener. I'm willing to, like, purpose it, so, like, how important is it that people listen to this broadcast? I don't know. We heard about. I recommended it to anyone I see, anyone local to me. You know, come in and just share the experience. This is like one of those times where you get to really listen and feel in on the environment, the circumstances of the countries, because. Where else but in Hope Collection in the U.S. where several people from different time zones, different states can commingle on the radio and talk about these subject matters that are so important.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And you know...
Oh, man, I got one more quick.
Go ahead.
Okay, Constable.
40 seconds. Another little cliche, seeing is believing, not true. Seeing is knowing. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Not
my
seen,
grandmama
unseen,
says,
yeah.
Baby, I see it in my mind's eye. If you can't conceive it, then you can achieve it. But first, the most powerful force in the universe is the power of the human mind. Question, what are you saying to you about you? Because regardless on what you've been saying to you about you, I can do all things. I can't do that. Regardless on what you're saying to you, you're telling the truth.
Yep.
And the truth is the truth. Is the truth until it ain't.
There have been many many great people that have talked about that, about it's been referred to a lot of times as self-talk. And, that you know, probably 70% of what we the talking that we have is in conversations we have with ourselves. And it's so important for those to, if we talk in positive ways and in ways that will help not only us but help the people that we're working with. That self-talk is so important because what we're doing when we're talking to ourselves, we're training our subconscious to remind us to do things in a certain way, and it motivates us to do certain things and to do things in the right way if we're being positive and talking in a manner that God wants us to talk to ourselves, because a lot of times he's telling us what to say to ourselves. So it's very, very important. Thank you for bringing that up, Country. That's such another important point. We have covered many areas on this program today, and I appreciate all of your input and all of your thoughts. And I just I want to tell you I love you all, and I think That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to love each other. He wants us to love Him and to love His people. And in order to do that, we have to receive it first. And then once we have it, we should give it away.
Yep.
Give it to everybody, you know, and you know, hand it out, you know, freely. And it's very, very important. And thank you all again. And we're out of time. I just want to mention that tomorrow is Friday, and Ron Clayton and Captain Len Kane will be talking on the show tomorrow. And I know it's going to be a very exciting show, because it always is when the two of them join up and talk about various things that that are available and various things that they're doing with working with people and helping people. So I want to wish you all a very blessed day, and say God bless you and your families, and God bless America. And you all have a great day. This is Bob Oakley, and I'm signing off for today. And I'll see you next Thursday on because I do the show every Thursday, and maybe even sooner if I can help out on one of the other shows. I will do that sometimes too. So you all have a great day.
And, thanks, Bob.
A blessed day.
You too. You too.
Yep. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.